Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
What is an absolute must for every home seller? Hi, I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm John Schaub. In this market, your home has to have a fabulous online presence.
Professional photos and videos are a must.
The Ozarks team has a professional real estate photographer on staff.
Call the Ozarks team. Find us at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lemack Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Well, Mount Tom will be receiving the second half kick. They did put a couple more minutes on the clock. I wasn't sure if they were going to, and they did.
Yeah, they're stalling.
Yes,
it's homecoming. They got the ride, I guess.
A little bit. Well, while we got him on, this reminder that Mount Tom's football is brought to you by Como Family Dentistry, your family-friendly dental center. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. And by Knox Orthopedics, providing a carefully planned continuity of care. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics Clinic are sports medicine specialists, getting you back in the game of life as quickly as possible. By the way, over at Panther Field right now, they are just starting the second half, and unfortunately for the Panthers of Yellow Summit, it's a tough night for them. Right now, they're losing 40-8 to the Quitman Bulldogs.
Rub it in, why don't you, Matt?
And actually, I'm going to rub it in further because they just gave up a long pass play, and Tobias has it up on his on his tablet here, and Quitman just got another six.
One play, probably, what, about a 60-yard pass there?
Just about.
Well, I'm excited for what's getting ready to happen right here, Matt.
there is a lot to be excited about. You know, offensively, Mount Home moved the ball pretty well, especially compared to their game last week. Over 150 yards of total offense so far in this game for the Bombers.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think that they found something in halftime because, as they were running off the field, they all sprinted over to the TV and all crowded around. So there's something that they've identified here, and we'll see what wrinkle they find as we take it to Little Rock Christian here in the second half.
So it will be Grayson Hoover kicking off for Little Rock Christian as we are about to get back underway. Dylan Drury and I believe Tony Fox back to return for the Bombers. Grayson with the kickoff. It is an end-over-end kick that will be fielded. No, I'm sorry, won't be fielded. Finally, it is at about the two-yard line and by Fox, and he's going to get across the five. It's not what you want to see from the opening kickoff.
Well, Fox thought he was going to bounce into the end zone and go out, so I think he just kind of let it go, and it ended up taking the wrong bounce and bounced back fair, so he picks it up and gets what he can.
So Mount Tahoma will start at their own, looks like about seven-yard line, first and 10. As we are just underway in the second half, Little Rock Christian up 21-10.
That is a tough way to start.
Looks like Barnett and the shotgun are running back to each side. The handoff goes to, I believe that was Chris Hubbard, and he's going to get it to about the 9-yard line. So about a 2-yard gain on that play. And second and 8 coming up for Mountain Home. So Mountain Home once again in the shotgun. Yates fakes a handoff, tries to throw it to Barnett. Ball's a little too low. It goes incomplete, and Mountain Home will have a third down.
Yeah, he's trying to play smart, head up right there, Matt. He's rolling out, and he's actually in the end zone as he's rolling, so he tries to get rid of it quick because just threw it right at his feet. So.
So they actually called that a one-yard gain on the first down, so it's going to be 3rd and 9 with 11:24 left in the third quarter. Mount Home once again in the shotgun, running back to each side. Two receivers split out to the right. The handoff goes, to Hubbard there, and he's going to get it to about the 9, well short of the first down, and so Mount Home starts the second half with a 3-and-out.
Not what you want right there to start the second half. You know, you start with your back against the wall without great field position because of that return, and Mountain Home just couldn't find anything.
And Brady Barnett's going to be punting from his own end zone. With a little over a minute into this second half, it is an 11-point Warrior lead.
He's back there sitting about the middle of his end zone. He's telling his players to come on, hurry up. 6 seconds left on the play clock.
and a stoppage of play. And Mount Holmes, to avoid a delay of game, Mount Holmes going to call timeout. So we'll break with 10:45. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Little Rock Christian leading Mount Holmes 21-10. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use a smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office provided in the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
So Mount Holmes takes their first time out of the second half to avoid the delay of game. They have it fourth and eight at their own 9-yard line. Brady Barnett once again going to be punting from his own end zone. And I believe that is Jacob Field back to return for Little Rock Christian. It's a long kick this time for Barnett. It goes across the 50 and will sail out of bounds at the 46-yard line. So about a looks like about a 44-yard punt there for Mountain Home.
Well, and Brady's defense, he's standing about halfway in the end zone, so you got to give him another 5 yards there. Great punt there.
It was a good punt.
Yeah, just getting what he can there, trying to put your defense in a better position than they were left.
And avoid Christian starting from the Mount Holmes side of the field. Walker White in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to his running back, Inoki, and he's going to get it across the 50, still moving his feet, and finally stopped at the 49-yard line of Mountain Home. So it looks like about a 4-yard gain on first down, second and six coming up.
It's not difficult, Matt. They're going to line up and run that guy between the tackles. I mean, they're just running zone, letting him pick a lane, and our defense is just going to have to figure it out.
He's the one that really made the difference for Christian in that first half.
Oh, yeah. The yardage he had, that was impressive. He's only a sophomore, too, yeah. So.
It was actually about a 5-yard gain. They actually started at the 46 of Mountain Home. So second and five coming up. A fake handoff as Walker White's going to keep it. He's got the first down across the 40, across the 35, to the 30, to the 20, and finally knocked out of bounds near the 15-yard line. And Little Rock Christian will be back in the red zone this evening with 9:47 left to play in the third. They're going to mark that down at the 14-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about, looks like 35 yards on that play.
They missed a massive hold right there by the lead blocker. I'm surprised the ref missed that. He was standing right in front of it.
Walker White once again in the gun, and he's going to hand off to Inoki. He gets across the 15, across the 10, and brought down at the 8-yard line, it looks like, of Mountain Home. So the 9-yard line. So about a 5-yard gain on that play. Second and five coming up for the Warriors.
Defense with an early gut check here. See if they can post the stand.
Walker White once again in the gun. Inoki to his right. Two receivers split out to the right, one to the left. Inoki is fake. The handoff is fake to Inoki, and he's going to throw a short pass to his tight end, and he's going to walk it into the end zone. Touchdown to Christian. I believe that was Ross again.
Yeah, number 35, Ethan Ross, 6'2", 215-pound senior, catches that pass and runs in the end zone untouched.
A 9-yard pass play from Walker White to Ethan Ross, and that puts Christian up 3 scores. And now Grayson Hoover will attempt the extra point with 9:07. Let's play in the third quarter. Here's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 9:07 left to play in the third quarter, it is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 28-10. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Farmers and Merchants Bank is adding more convenient banking across Arkansas. An exciting new MVP Center will soon be up and running in Mountain Home at the East Branch on Highway 62. The MVP Center is interactive teller machines with real tellers on screen to make nearly all your bank transactions faster and easier. Plus, the hours are more convenient, 7 to 7 Monday through Friday and 9 till noon on Saturdays. Always finding a better way at Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
And a brighter day up ahead.
Well, Grayson Hoover kicks off once again. Tony Fox fields it just inside the 5-yard line. He gets it across the 15. He goes, cuts back to the 15. Yeah, breaks a tackle. Now he's stopped once again, and they're going to mark the play dead at the 15-yard line, and that's where Mount Tom's going to take over. First and 10 with 8:57. Let's play in the third quarter as Little Rock Christian leads 28-10. Tobias, you and I were just saying it during the break. This was not the start to the half you wanted if you're Mount Home.
No, definitely not. That's definitely not how you wanted to come out. Return there, I think Tony's eyes got pretty big. He thought he had that left-hand edge.
Yeah.
Just couldn't quite escape him. Man, he would have been off to the races if he had.
Kate Yates in the shotgun for Mountain Home. First and 10 at the 15. Running back to his right side. He's going to drift off to the right side and throw a pass to near the sideline, and they're going to say out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds. Pass is incomplete.
Well, it sure looked like he had a foot in. I know that's a ways over there to see, but, man, it looked like he had a foot in bounds there.
I'm not even going to try to guess if he did or not. It's hard to see from this press box that far sideline. Second and 10 for Mountain Home at the 15. 8:50 left to play in the third quarter. It is an 18-point Warrior lead. Down to 12 seconds on the play clock. Mountain Home once again in the gun. Running back to the left side of Yates as Chenoweth. Now he switches over to the right side. Down to two. They're going to have to snap pretty soon, and they finally do get it off. And a delayed handoff goes to Chenoweth. He gets it across the 20 to the about the 22-yard line, I believe.
I like that call there. They stand him up, and then they should go with a draw because they're covering those receivers up, so there's nobody really in there. Good pickup there.
7-yard gain for Chenoweth. Third and 3 coming up for the Bombers. 8:27 left to play in the third. Mount Home once again in the gun. Chenoweth to the left side of Yates. Yates backs pass. Now he's going to keep it and run it to the 25. He's got the first down.
Good job by Cade there, being heads up, knowing where the down marker is, and getting the first down. Good scramble there.
He needed the 25. They gave him the 26. 4-yard gain on that play for Mountain Home. First and 10 for the Bombers. A little over 8 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 28-10, Little Rock Christian up. Yates once again in the gun. Chenoweth to his right side. Two receivers split out to each side. Yates going to try the long pass to the right side. It is caught! And stepping out of bounds into Little Rock Christian territory is Mountain Home. I couldn't see who was on that reception there.
Barnett was.
It was Brady Barnett. He's going to step out of bounds at the 46-yard line of Little Rock Christian. Great play call for Mountain Home there.
Oh, yeah. He just letting Brady streak down the sideline. Good ball there by Cade.
So that was about a 28-yard pass play there. Chenoweth gets the handoff. He gets it across the 45 and it's going to be stopped at the 41-yard line. A late flag coming in.
Yeah, 33 pushed, looks like Morton there, and right in front of the ref wasn't having it, threw the flag on him.
That's one
tack 15 onto that, Matt.
That's one thing that's hurt Christian tonight, those penalties.
Should get an unsportsmanlike here.
So it is a dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct on Little Rock Christian, and so they will take the ball from the 41-yard line of Christian and then move it 15 yards to the 26.
Should be the 20, yeah.
Yep. So first and 10 for Mountain Home at the 26-yard line of Christian with 7:40 left to play in the third quarter. Like to try to get in back in the end zone as they're trailing by 18 right now. Yates and the gun, running back to each side of him. Two receivers split out to the right. Fake handoff. The pass goes to the left side. And there with the reception.
Hannaford again.
Yep, Jet Hannaford, as he's going to get it across the 15-yard line to about the 14-yard line. Have moved the chains again for Mount Tom as he gains 12 on that play.
Tell you what, they've definitely, I think they found a little wrinkle there. That corner on that side, Matt, William Bratton, looks to be pretty weak. They're definitely targeting him.
Yates went in the gun. He back to pass. Now he scrambles to the left side, and he's going to throw the pass to, that is Hannaford again.
It was.
And he steps out of bounds. Where they mark that at?
Should be right at the 10, looks to be.
So about a...
right on the 10.
So that's about a, I think about a 4-yard gain there. Second and a 6 coming up for the Bombers.
Gives them half of it.
7:05 left to play in the third. Yates back in the gun. Chenoweth to his right side. Two receivers split out to the right side. Chenoweth takes a handoff, gets it across the 10 to about the 9-yard line. So about a 1-yard gain on that play with less than 7 minutes left to play in the third.
Takes the ball, just tries to make a cutback. There's just nothing there. Big third down here for the Bombers. You got to get in the end zone.
Third and looks like third and 4. They got to get to, I believe, about the 5 or so. Actually, I think the 4. Yates back to pass, and just a little low for Brady Barnett. Fourth down coming up for the Bombers.
He gets in too big of a rush there, and when he tries to get rid of it too fast, he seems to always throw down at the ankles. If he just had a little bit more time there to get it out. Barnett's wide open there in the corner, and again they're targeting that weak corner on the edge.
So what do they do here? They looks like they're gonna sell for 3 on this this play.
I don't know, with this kind of score deficit, I think you're that close. I think you got to go for it, but that's why I'm not coaching.
Well, if he does get it, it'll still be a 2-possession. It'll still cut down to a 2-possession game. The hole is down. The Shainer's kick is up, and it is good.
He better go give Cade Yates a hug because he saved that one off the turf. That was a terrible snap.
All right. So with 6:26 left to play in the third quarter, it is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 28-13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Well, Mount Tom getting another 3 points on the board. That cuts it back to 2 possessions. They trail 28-13 to Little Rock Christian with 6:26 left to play in the third quarter. Jack Shainer back to kick for Mountain Home. It's a short end-over-end kick that will be fielded at about the 25-yard line across the 30. And it finally pushed out of bounds at about the is Tate Collins there. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 33-yard line, I believe, of Little Rock Christian. So that's where the Warriors will start off, 1st and 10.
Defense in a little better position this time.
Walker White in the shotgun. Ronnie Inoki to his right side. Now moves over to his left. Now receiver goes in motion and he fakes the handoff to the receiver. Walker White will keep it, and looks like I don't think he gained anything on that play.
I don't have a roster number, Matt, on number 53, but he's playing defensive tackle tonight. He's been making some great plays. I'd call his name, but I don't know who he is.
53.
53. He's not on our roster tonight.
Well, let me see.
He did a good job. He made the tackle there.
You're right. We don't have a 53 on our roster. We'll call him the mysterious number 53.
That usually means the kid that forgot his jersey.
That's right. Walker White back to pass and throws it behind his receiver, incomplete. And third and 10 coming up for Little Rock Christian. 5:43 left to play in the third quarter. Tonight's game brought to you by White River Materials for all your concrete and concrete needs. Give White River Materials a call today. Third and 10 for Little Rock Christian. Walker White once again in the gun. Bronny Inoki set up to his right. Fakes a handoff. Walker White drifts off to his right side. And he's going to keep it. And gets it across the 40 to about the 45-yard line. And that is going to be enough to move the chains. A 12-yard gain for Walker White. First down for Little Rock Christian.
Well, when you've got a big quarterback like that, that can, it's also a run threat. He can go get it just about any time. So, good heads-up play by him, knowing where the boundary is and getting the yards, getting the first down, and getting out of bounds.
First and 10 for Christian at the 45-yard line. 5:36 left to play in the third quarter. 28-13, the Warriors up. White in the shotgun, hands it off to Inoki. Inoki gets it across, gets it near the 50. That's like just shy of it to the 49, a gain of 4 on the play. And second and 6 coming up for the Warriors. Ronnie Inoki with over 100, with 118 yards running just in the first half on 11 carries.
Looks like 53 maybe Cody Imbra?
Okay.
Yeah. Did I say that right? I probably butchered that. I'm sorry.
Ellenbaugh?
There you go.
Okay. Get him. Walker White fakes a handoff, and he avoids the tackles, goes across the 50 to the 40, across the 45, and down is a push out bounds at the 41-yard line of Mountain Home. First down for the Warriors on a 14-yard run by Walker White. So now a stoppage of play, and Mount Holmes going to call another timeout.
Two timeouts already in the third quarter, Matt.
Boy, if it goes down the wire, that might hurt.
That may hurt you later.
4:52 left to play in the third quarter. It is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 28-13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Mountain Home takes the timeout with 4:52 left to play in the third quarter as they trail Little Rock Christian by a score of 28-13. Tonight's game is brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank, working as a team to make our communities better by helping you reach your goals. That's what happens at Farmers and Merchants Bank, home of Me Banking, member FDIC. First and 10 coming up for Little Rock Christian as they have it at the Mountain Home 41-yard line after a 14-yard pickup by Walker White.
Defense saw something there they didn't like to call that timeout. So
White in the shotgun, Inoki to his left side. Receiver goes in motion. Handoff goes to Inoki across the 40 to about the I thought he was about to be had at the 39-yard line. He does get it across the 38, a 3-yard run. Boy, just a tough leg churning there by Inoki on that first down play.
Good job by Dover. Also in on the play, Ty Hanford. Defense flying around.
They're going to actually give them the 47. That's a 4-yard gain. So second and 6 coming up for the Warriors. Walker White in the gun. Inoki to his right side. Two receivers split out to the right. Fakes the handoff.
He's going deep.
He's looking to pass. And he avoids a sack and gets a short pass to his receiver, who is going to step out of bounds inside the 30-yard line to about the 26-yard line. The 27 of Little Rock Christian.
White scrambles. He avoids pressure and does kind of a little bit of one of those Patrick Mahomes where he stops short and flips it right over and make the completion.
First and 10 for the Warriors at the 30, at the Mountain Home 32. Walker White in the gun. Inoki to his left side. And he's going to throw another short pass to his receiver on the left side. And he's going to be tackled at the 27-yard line. 5-yard gain for the Warriors on that first down play. That was Cade Bowman with the reception there. back-to-back receptions for the Warriors. A few weeks ago, Cade Bowman, I can't remember who they were playing, he had five catches for 101 yards.
Wow.
Walker White once again in the gun, Inoki to his right side, and he's going to hand off to Inoki. He gets it across the across the 20 to near the about the 16-yard line. That is going to be enough to move the chains for Little Rock Christian with 3.5 minutes left to play in the third.
You know, Matt, I'm not a defensive genius, but every time they put that guy in motion, they go right underneath the Inoki. I mean, the defense should know it's coming right at them.
First and 10 at the 16-yard line. Walker White back to pass, and he tries to throw it to his receiver. Pass was just a little too low and a little bit behind his receiver. I believe that was Jackson Kircher on the play. Incomplete.
McBride almost with a pick there.
Yeah.
He gets his hips flipped around a little faster. He picks that off.
So second and 10 coming up for Little Rock Christian at about the 16-yard line. I think that marked that 17. White in the gun, Inoki to his right side.
Watch, they'll hand it to him.
Yep. Two receivers going in motion.
Told you,
they do hand it to Inoki. This time they plug up the hole a lot better as he goes nowhere.
Big number 53, Cody, from, I guess, 54 to 53 tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to give him a yard on that play, but that's, you know, that's still a small game, particularly for this guy.
Yeah.
It's the third and 9 coming up for the Warriors with 2:50 left to play in the third.
Big third down here for your defense.
White in the gun, and Inoki to his right side. Two receivers split out to the left, one to the right. White back to pass, and this pass is incomplete. Pass was too low as Tate Collins was trying to slide down to get it. He just couldn't handle it, and so it looks like Little Rock Christian is going to attempt a field goal with 2:36 left to play in the third. That's got to be a win, though, for your defense if you keep him out of the end zone.
I consider that a win big time, a big step up there for our defense. Nice job, guys.
15 seconds left on the play clock, and now the holder finally gets out there.
can't kick a field goal without a holder, can
No,
you
can't. Down to 5 seconds.
As get it off.
Grayson Hoover down to 2. They do get the snap off. They hold us down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 2:32 left to play in the third quarter, it is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 31-13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Poultry is the leading agricultural industry in Arkansas, and the Poultry Federation is the voice to promote it. Did you know that the industry provides 170,000 jobs in our state? In fact, over 6,500 farms in Arkansas produce some type of poultry. And in 2020, the poultry industry provided $3.7 billion of the total agricultural cash receipts. From providing scholarships to protecting interest at the state capitol, the Poultry Federation is the proud voice of the poultry industry.
Grayson Hoover back to kickoff for Little Rock Christian. Dylan Drury and Tony Fox to receive for Mountain Home. Fox is going to let it go into the end zone for the touchback. And so Mountain Home will have it first and 10 at the 20-yard line, at their own 20-yard line this evening. Real quickly, you'll see what else is going on in the 6A West. Last score we had, third quarter, Lake Hamilton was up on Greenbrier 27-0, so they've kind of pulled away there. And at halftime, we had Pulaski County up on Solemn Springs 51-14. 2:32 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home will start first and 10 at their own 20. Bombers back in the gun. Cade Yates back to pass. Throws it all right in through into the hands of his receiver. He just couldn't handle it as it falls incomplete. I believe that was Anthony Milburn on the play. No, I'm sorry.
It was.
Oh, it was Milburn.
Hit him right in the numbers. Just couldn't quite haul it in.
Perfectly thrown. Just couldn't quite execute it. So second and 10 at the 24 Mountain Home. Down to 15 seconds on the play clock as they're getting some more instructions from the sideline. Down to 7. Yates back in the gun. They do get the snap off. Yates will drift to the left side. He's looking to throw it, but he's going to be tackled in the backfield for the sack.
Got a little worried there. He didn't have that football tucked. He about lost it.
Yeah, I thought he was about to. 6-yard loss on that play. 3rd and 16 coming up at the Mountain Home 14.
He had time. He kind of rolled right into the blitzing outside linebacker there. He rolls right into the blitz and just couldn't get rid of it.
Third down, Mountain Home once again in the shotgun. Kate Yates with Jacob Chenoweth to his right side. Receiver goes in motion to the right. Yates back to pass. A deep thrown ball is going to be thrown, almost intercepted by Little Rock Christian. It will fall incomplete at near the 45-yard line. Man, that was scary too.
It was. I'm trying to figure out why a receiver didn't come back to the ball.
Yeah.
He could tell it was short, but he never. I don't know that he saw it.
So Mantone goes 3 and out, and they're going to be forced to punt with 1:44 left to play in the third. 4th and 16 at the 14-yard line of Mountain Home. About 7 seconds left to get this snap off. They might have to use their final timeout. Nope, they do get it off. Now flag is down. They may call – I don't know who they're going to call that on. It looks like some sort of motion penalty. Whoa. But a good punt for Brady Barnett as it is down at about the 35-yard line of Christian. But let's see what this flag is here.
Ty Hannaford's asking why he's the defender or why the returner was allowed to grab him by the face mask and sling him. The ref shrugged him off.
So, well, the flag is down at about the 9-yard line. It's going to be an illegal shift on Mountain Home. And so they're going to did they decline the penalty? Or do they get an extra 5 at the end of the play?
Yeah, they're tacking it on there.
Yep. They're going to tack on an extra 5 yards at the end of the play. So it will be a 1st and 10 Little Rock Christian at their own 39-yard line with 1:32 left to play in the third quarter. They lead 31-13. Walker White back in the gun. Ronnie Inoki to his left side. Two receivers split out to the right, one to the left. The handoff goes to Inoki as he gets across the 40, across the 45, across the 50, into Mountain Home territory, and that will definitely be enough to move the chains on a 13-yard run by Ronnie Inoki.
He gets another 5 yards after initial contact. If you have to wrap this running back up or he will run right through you.
1st and 10 at the Mountain Home 48, 1:20 left to play in the third. Another handoff to Inoki, gets it across the 45 to about the 43-yard line, a 5-yard gain on first down for Inoki.
Dover making it known he's going to come off that edge and hit that quarterback every time. Quarterback's asking for a flag. He's not going to get it.
About a minute left to play in the third quarter. Christian with the ball on the Mountain Home side of the field, leading by 18. Walker White once again in the gun. Inoki to his right side. Three receivers split out to the left. White to throw to the left side. A short pass play that is dove for and caught, I believe, by Cade Bowman. About an 8-yard gain on that play. Or eight and a half, more like it.
Dover again. He is wearing that tackle out tonight. I mean, that guy, is yeah. He's giving it everything he got. Of course, Dover's flipping strong side every time. But regardless on which side he is, he's beating those dudes up.
Third and about a yard and a half. The handoff goes to actually a new running back. I didn't see him come in, but that was Aiden Sampson coming in to get enough yards to move the chains for Christian. And that might be the last play of the quarter. I believe it's going to be as we tick down to about 5 seconds, and they're just going to let this clock run out. So after three quarters of play, it is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 31-13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Located in a beautiful, quiet part of Arkansas, Southern Arkansas University offers personalized tour visits, faculty and staff who invest in student success and a caring campus community. SAU allows you to choose from over 100 degrees in four distinct colleges and the School of Graduate Studies. SAU not only offers a broad range of academic programs, including unique offerings to the state and region, but the first university south of Little Rock to offer a doctoral degree through the College of Education. Start calling SAU your home today by applying at saumag.edu. Go Mule Riders!